Beshut Moray v'Rabotai, the Pemesh of Hashem. Today is the parasha of Bereshit. And this parasha, it's Hashem, he gives to Adam HaRishon the first mitzvah, pro urbu. The mitzvah, the first mitzvah to get married and to make children, to have children. Because all the Bereshit, all creation that Hashem created, it's for the man. Is to create a man. And if it's not for the man, so what's the purpose of the creation of the world? Well, it is the purpose. I mean, Hashem did not create the world for the animals, but just for the sun, the stars, the galaxies. No. Somebody who can talk, somebody who can understand, somebody who believe, somebody who had a real connection direct to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And who's that is the man. That's what it said in the Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the man, perfect, mahul. It was with the Brit Milah, with everything. I mean, that's what make that Adam HaRishon was Kadosh before he did the sin. Because the Gdusha, a man without the Brit Milah, is Arel, he's not Kadosh, he's Ra'al. Ra'al is poison. There is Ra'el. Ra'el is a man with no Brit Mila. And Ra'al is the same words. Ra'al, it's poison. Poison. Poison who kill. Poison. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created Adam HaRishon, he created Adam HaRishon with the Brit Mila. With the Brit Mila. So it was Ma'ul. It was perfect with Tzaddik. The name of Hashem was on him, all the neshamot were on him. It was really the perfect man. And he was naked, and he has no shame. Why? Because, as the Torah said, that he was Arum, and with his wife, both of them, they were with no clothes, and they were not shamed, because it was exactly normal, because they had no bad thoughts, they had no etzara, they had no... As the Benish Hai said, the biggest itzara that he can push the man to do is mahshavot raot, bad thoughts about women, gilui arayot. This is the, even today, the biggest itzara that where itzara can catch you only on gilui arayot. And can you see in the Torah said that Adam and Chava, before they did the sin, they were naked, they were arumim, very tibushashu, and they did not have a shame because there was no existence of the Ra. There was no existence of the Yetzara. No existence. So everything was perfect. Perfect, perfect. Mamash Adam HaRishon, he was Shlimut. That's what the Torah said. The Torah said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, Na'aseh Adam b'tzalmenu k'dmutenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a man at his image. Really, what it is the image of Hashem? You know what it is the image of Hashem? Perfection. Hashem is perfect. Hashem, Dayan HaEmet, he is the real judge. You know, he's so perfect that exactly Hashem, he created a man perfect at it is, mamash at in his image. And then what Hashem he give to the man, he give him a present, a direct connection with him, neshama. And he put on him a ruach haim. There is the Targum said, what it is ruach haim, what is a living life. He said, Ruach melalala. That means a man that who can talk. Because people cannot talk. You understand? I mean, the animals cannot talk. They had their language, but they cannot talk. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can talk. You understand? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he talk. I mean, talking, when you talk, it's a conversation. When a man talk, I mean, there is a contact. You cannot have a contact without talking. You understand? You just can't imagine two people sitting without talking. It's rubbish. Nothing. I mean, talking something. Even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the word, he was talking. He did not create the word with thoughts, with Mahshava. Hashem, you think, the thought of Hashem, the Mahshava of Hashem, to have the word. No. Before Hashem created the word, he had the Mahshava. He had the thought. He thought to create the word. But once he wanted to create the word, he created the word with talking. And now I understand something incredible. Incredible what I want to tell you. Something that you never heard in your life. The Zohar HaKadosh said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu istakel be'oraita o bara alma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he looked at the Torah and he created the world. What does that mean? I mean, what's the meaning of Hashem, he looked at the Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu istakel be'oraita o bara alma. I don't understand this Zohar. That Hashem, he looked at the Torah and the Zohar says it's like an architect. An architect, he make a plan. You know, if an architect want to build a building, he make a plan, and according to the plan, he build the building. He look at the plan and he build the building. Yes. Yeah, but here we are talking. How can the Zohar compare the Torah as a plan? He compared Hashem as an architect. He compared the Torah as a plan. And Hashem, who is the architect, he looked at the Torah, it's the plan, and he created the word. I mean, if you see the word and you see the plan, the Torah, it's not the same. The Torah are letters, and the word is the word. You know, you have the sun, you have this, you understand me? Do you understand the question? It's a fabulous question. But according to what I told you, I understand. What does that mean, istakel? HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at the Torah and he was talking. You understand? Because Torah is talking. I mean, when you study Torah, you don't study Torah with your eyes. When you accomplish Torah, you don't accomplish Torah with your eyes. When you study Torah, you study Torah with your voice, with your mouth. When you accomplish Torah, it's with your body. You know, like the Torah said, "Vilimata lebanecha, vilimatem v'shinatam lebanecha." You have to teach the Torah to your children. You cannot teach Torah to the children only without talking to them. Understand? So that means the Torah, it's talking. So that means this is the meaning. Istakel be'oraita be'oraita. Hashem, he was looking at the Torah and he thought and he was talking Torah. And through the talking, he created the word. It's like Hashem said, to accomplish this mitzvah and this mitzvah, I need trees. To accomplish this mitzvah, I need the sun. To accomplish this mitzvah, I need the sea. You understand? To accomplish this mitzvah and this mitzvah, to accomplish the mitzvah of tefillin, I need leather. And to have leather, so I need animals. Okay? To respect Shabbat, I need mokze. So they cannot touch, so to respect Shabbat, they will not touch the mokze. To eat kosher, so the blessed, they can eat the kosher food, so I need this kind of animals. To do brachot, borei pri adama, I need vegetables. You understand? This is istakel b'oraita v'bara alma. Fabulous. Have you heard this in your life? You understand? So this is the meaning. Now we understand the Zohar. Now we understand the Zohar. The meaning of Hashem, he looked at the Torah and he created the world. I mean, to read the Zohar just like that, you cannot understand. But the way I explained, you understand. That me Hashem, he said, he was talking, he knows the mitzvot that you have, there is, that he has in the Torah, and according to this mitzvot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking. So this is, and because Hashem wants that a man will speak, will talk the Torah, will study Torah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what he give the man this ability that he can talk. But there is another, the Zohar said, that what it is, Vaypach be'apav wahayim, it's a neshama. It's something belong to him. That's it. But anyway, the only one who can talk is Hashem. The only one who can talk, it's Adam. So it's like Hakadosh Baruch Hu give from his koah, from his power, he give to Adam. Or the neshama. The neshama is a light. The light came from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. This light came from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, he put it in the man. So that means, anyhow, the man, he is always in connection with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he said to Adam, I'm going to give you the first mitzvah. The first mitzvah I give him, Pru'urbu, have children. This is the first mitzvah I give him, have children. So that means that Hakadosh Baruch Hu give him two mitzvot. One mitzvah ta'ase, and one mitzvah lo ta'ase. One mitzvah, have children, this is the first mitzvah, and another mitzvah, lo ta'ase, don't eat from that tree. So that is Hashem, he give him two mitzvot. One positive mitzvah, and one negative mitzvah. One, what he should do, what he should not do. That's what Hashem gave to Adam Arishon. So, now today we're talking about the Brit Milah. This mitzvah that Hashem gave to Adam Arishon, to have children with purity. Chava, she did not do yet the sin. So at that time, she was not Nida. because Nida, when a woman is Nida, she's impure. Hashem, he created Adam and Chava with a big purity. There was no way of the Tum'ah at that time. Everything was Kadosh. You cannot imagine the Kedusha that Adam Arishon, Adam and Chava, they had at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them. You cannot imagine how much they were so pure, so big tzaddikim. You cannot imagine. The Gemara said that in a second, the angels, the malachim, they thought that Adam Arishon was God. They thought that Adam Arishon was God. Because it was so, and they wanted to say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh in front of him. It was so pure, so lightning, a big Kedusha. The Ekev, the talent of Adam Arishon, was shining like millions times the sun that you have today. You can, that was just the talent, his foot. You can imagine his face, how beauty was. You know, the Kedusha, the holiness that he represents Adam and Chava at that time. You cannot imagine. You cannot imagine. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him the mitzvah to do children. So that means Adam Arishon was so pure. And to be pure, he needed to have a Brit Milah. So Hashem created Adam Arishon so perfect. Perfect. The name of Hashem was on Adam Arishon. Now you must know something. If Adam Arishon would not do the Avera, you must know something. If Adam Arishon would not do the Avera, maybe every man that he will be born will be Mahul, will be pure. Understand? We did not need to do it because what it is a Brit Milah. Brit Milah, it's to have an alliance, you know, a pact a pact between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Adam Arishon, he did the Avera, so the Tum'ah came. So people, they have no Brit Milah, they have Orla instead. So all the klipa, it's on the orla. It's all the klipa, it's on the brit. So you have to take off this klipa. Because don't forget one thing. According to the Zohar HaKadosh, and according to Arizal, the Avera that Adam HaRishon did, it was on Friday, like today. What Avera did? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, if you wait till Shabbat, I give you a present. And what present Hashem wanted to give to Adam HaRishon? Or Mekif. It's like a sukkah with light. Or Mekif. So what happened? Adam HaRishon, before Shabbat, he went with his wife. And because he went with his wife before Shabbat, because usually, Adam HaRishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell him, don't go with your wife. But if he was clever, he should wait till Shabbat, you understand? And then on Shabbat, he knows that Hashem is going to, this is the last creation that Hashem created, it's Adam. And Adam, he knows that the Shabbat is going to come. And Shabbat, Hashem is resting on Shabbat. And then Adam HaRishon, the rest of and at that time, Gan Eden was here. Though Adam HaRishon, he will have so beautiful time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Hava, that Shabbat. It's because Hashem was busy on that Friday. He was busy all week. On Shabbat, he's not busy. Can you imagine if Adam HaRishon, he did not do the Avera, he will be all Shabbat with Hashem, you understand? And then he will receive a present, Or Mekif. What that mean, Or Mekif? Or Mekif, that's a light that it will protect Adam HaRishon from the Nahash. That's it. And then there will be no problem anymore. That means there will be a separation from Adam and from the Nahash. And then the Nahash will not be existed anymore. Understand? Hashem, he created the Nahash only for one day. You understand me? And the Nahash was created only for one day. That's it. Only. Because it's logical. Hashem said to Adam, don't eat. Okay? So automatically, because Hashem said to Adam, don't eat, that means there is another force that he will push you to eat, to tell you eat. I mean, if Hashem will tell me don't eat, and I have nobody to push me to eat, why Hashem need to tell me don't eat? Only because Hashem knows that there is a koach that he will push me to eat, so Hashem told me not eat. And always there is a negative and a positive. Because Hashem told me, don't eat, that means there is somebody who is going to push me to eat. You understand me? So that means if I don't eat, and if I don't eat, that's it. Once I don't eat, I will get a strong koach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I will never eat. And then I will beat that koach that it will eventually one day to push me to eat. It will be not existing anymore. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did not give, on one hand, Hashem, he gave a mitzvah, positive mitzvah to Adam HaRishon, have a relationship with your wife and have a children. On the other hand, he said Hashem to Adam HaRishon, Adam, don't eat from that tree. So now, you must understand. On one hand, Hashem, he gave me the permission to have children, okay? On the other hand, Hashem tell me, don't eat from that tree. So if I am clever, I will do the mitzvah that Hashem gave me to do when I respect the mitzvah that Hashem told me not to eat. But Adam HaRishon, what he did, Adam HaRishon, he went with his wife during the day. What happened? At that time, he did not have Or Mekif, because the Or Mekif, he will receive it only on Shabbat. So the Nachash, he saw them having a relationship, and then he had a ta'ava to kill Adam and to marry Chava. So that's what happened. The question is, how can the Nachash have this thought to kill Adam and marry Chava? How? It's impossible. Understand? It's impossible. But the answer is easy. The answer is so easy. The answer is that the Nachash thought, if Adam will eat from the tree, so automatically he will die. And Hashem will not punish Chava. She will live. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not speak to Chava not to eat. Hashem spoke to Adam. So even if Chava, she eats from the tree, Hashem will not punish her, because Hashem, he will punish only Adam, not Chava. So what would happen with Chava? So she will remain with no man. So the Nachash thought, if she will remain with no man, so maybe I will be the man. You understand? Or maybe Chava, she will be pregnant from that relationship, and then she will have children. But who will take care of the children till they will grow? Me, the Nachash. In the meantime, I will be with Chava. So you see, from here the Tum'ah started. Now I'm trying to explain to you the origin of the Orla. You understand me? I try to explain to you the origin of the Orla. The Orla started when Adam ate from the tree, when Adam had a relationship with his wife. And then he ate from that tree. Now, what the connection between the Orla, and that the Gemara said that Adam HaRishon, he was touching, once he ate the from the tree, he was Moshech Be'orlato. He held at his Orla. I ask myself a question. What that mean, Adam HaRishon, he was Moshech Be'orlato? What that mean? Do you understand me? I mean, what is the meaning that Adam HaRishon, when he eats from the tree, that Hashem told him not to eat, then he was Moshech Be'orlato. He touched his Brit Mila, his Orla, and he was pushing, you know, his Orla, his Brit, with his hand. What that mean? So the answer is, the main fault of Adam HaRishon, of course it was because he ate from that tree. But what made Adam HaRishon to eat from that tree? You must find the cause. I mean, Adam was a big tzaddik, yes or no? As we explained before. So what pushed Adam HaRishon to eat from that tree? What pushed Adam HaRishon? I mean, Adam is not a madman, Adam HaRishon. Even Chava, she was a tzaddiket. Who pushed Chava to believe the Nachash? You understand me? Who pushed Chava to believe the Nachash? I mean, how Chava believed the Nachash? I mean, Chava is not. She's a normal person. I mean, she was tzaddiket. You can imagine the kedusha, how Chava she was created by Hashem. I mean, how she put a doubt on the word of Hashem, and she believed the Nachash. The reason is because Adam HaRishon and his wife had a relationship in front of the Nachash. That Nachash would talk like them. Why did he not write, when Hashem, when Shabbat come, when Hashem will rest, so they can rest? Why they had what they had relationship in front of everybody on Friday? Why? That was the question. Why did he do that? I mean, you have all time. Why did the night come? They knows that Hashem, of course, they were not shame, but they know that Hashem is going to give them, or Mikif, a special present. They know there's Nachash who serve them. I mean, it's not polite, it's not normal to have a relationship in front of your secretary. Understand? I mean, you have a Nachash who can talk, who talk like you. He serve you. I mean, a little bit of Derech Eretz. You know there is light. You know there is day. You know there is night. So why till the night comes? You know, especially Shabbos is coming. Hashem told you to make to have children. Okay, Hashem give it to have children. I'm going to do children. Beseder, but I will do the children when I'm resting. When Hashem will give me the Ormekif, this Ormekif will cover me. That the Nachash will not look at me. The secretary will not look at me. Why I have to do this in front of him? You understand? So now you understand what happened from that relationship. Cain was born. Because Cain was born 1 hour after. Do you know that? Cain was born 1 hour after. Who was Cain? Cain, he was the man who killed Hevel. How did Cain have the thought to kill Hevel? How did he know? How did he know that he can kill somebody? He received this from the thought of the Nachash. Because the Nachash, when he looked at Adam and Chava having a relationship, he was thinking, well, I'm gonna push Chava to push Cain, the Adam to eat, then he will die. So that means the thought of the thought that he was thinking, the Nachash, he put it in the mind of Chava. So when she had the baby, she had a baby that he were. She had two babies. One Hevel was a tzaddik. Because Adam was a tzaddik, but the thought of the Nachash, he put it on the brain of Chava, and from that relationship, we had a man like Cain who killed Hevel. What the Nachash he wanted to do to Adam, Cain did it to Hevel. You understand that? So you see, from here you understand that relationship that was not the main of that Hashem meant pro urbu. Hashem said pro urbu umil uita aretz. Hashem said pro urbu. You must have a lot of people like you, tzaddikim like you. Not tzaddikim and reshaim. I mean, like you, the way you are now, how you are now, you are tzaddikim. So I want pro-up, I want tzaddikim like you. That kind of creation I want. But unfortunately, when Adam and Chava did what they did, and they had Cain and Hevel, and then after they eat from the tree, so Adam Arishon, he started to touch his orla. That's why it was a shame. When he saw Chava, he was ashamed to look at Chava. And when Chava, she looked at Adam, she was ashamed to look at him. Now they understood that they are naked, and they had to cover. From that moment, the Orla started. Before that moment, there was no Orla. The world was pure. There was no impure. Everything was pure. But from that moment, the tumah started. For that moment, the klipa started. From that moment, everything started bad. Now we understand that when the Torah said about Noah ish tzaddik haya, the Gemara said Noah. Why the Torah said Noah ish tzaddik haya? Because Noah was mahul, because he was born with no orla. He was born with purity. You understand? Now we understand that, because I have a question. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give to Adam Rishon the mitzvah of Brit Mila? Did you ask this? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu give this mitzvah only to Abraham Avinu? Why did not give this mitzvah to Adam Rishon? Because Adam Rishon was Mahul, and the main thought of Hashem that if Adam Rishon will be Mahul, so all the generation to come, they will be Mahul. Because what is this Brit Mila? Brit Mila is to have a contact with Hashem. So Adam Rishon, when he was born with a contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu already. So he did not need to do the Brit Mila. Only because he did what he did, he had a relationship with his wife on the day. Understand? And then after, and the Nachash, he looked, he saw what he saw, and then he pushed Chava. Because I have to tell you this, if Adam Arishon, he did not do, have a relationship with Chava during the day, never the Nachash can push Chava or Adam to eat from that tree. Why? Because after Shabbat, when Shabbat will come, Hashem will give them the Or Mekif. And once they will receive Or Mekif, never the Nachash can cross the border of the Or Mekif. You understand me? But Adam Arishon did not write. This is the problem. This is the question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did not say to Adam Rishon, don't do that with your wife during the day, wait till Shabbos. But Adam Rishon was so clever, he could understand that. Well, he didn't want to write. I mean, this is the, if he did write, we said, Vilo it bushashu. What that mean? Arizal Kadosh explained what they mean. Vilo it bushashu, lo bashu. That means they did not white. The meaning of they did not have shame. I mean, is vilo it bushashu. That means the main cause of Adam Rishon. That he did not write. Why did Shabbos come? You received the Omekif. Well, look, don't forget one thing. Even that Adam Rishon, as big he was, he had a Behira. Don't forget, he's only a man, huh? He's not an angel, he's a man. He's only a man. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, hey, man. I give you the Behira. You want to have a relationship with your wife? You can. Because I can give him the mitzvah. Pro or bu. Now or after. But I give you an advice. After, if you do it after, you will receive the Or Mekif. Maybe Adam Arishon, he said, I did not. Maybe Adam Arishon, and if I give you the Or Mekif, so the Nachash will never approach you. That's it. Finished. That's it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him another mitzvah. Don't eat from that tree. Can you imagine? If Adam Arishon, he would not have a relationship with his wife, he would never eat from that tree. But maybe, probably, Adam Arishon thought, because Hashem, he did not forbidden me to have a relationship with Chava on Friday, that means I have a choice, yes or no. But if I don't have the relationship, I will receive the Or Mekif, and that will protect me. Maybe Adam thought, I don't need the Or Mekif. I can have a relationship with Chava, and I will not do, and I will never let, and I will not receive the Or Mekif on Shabbat, and I will never let the Nachash bother me. You understand? You understand me? Adam, he was so sure of himself. Adam, are you sure? Because, don't forget, he has no father, Adam. He's not a normal human being. It's Hashem who created him. And he was the first man to receive the Neshama. And all neshamot were on him. All the neshamot of tzaddik were on him. So he was a strong man. So Adam HaRishon thought that I'm strong enough to hold this nachash, not to cause the border. I will create my own border. I don't need the Or Mikiv. You understand? Yeah, I prefer not to alter to that. I know what you mean, but I prefer not to enter about all the thoughts of Adam HaRishon. Now, I want just to understand what the Gemara said: Adam Moshech Be'orla Toaya, because we have to understand the source of the Brit Milah. The base of the Brit Milah. I mean, people did not think, people they prepared to do the Brit Milah, that's it. But they don't know what it is, the Brit Milah, what it is, the circuit from where the Brit Milah started. So now I understand, the Brit Milah started once Adam HaRishon, he did the Avera. But what caused the Avera? Because he had a relationship with his wife before Shabbat. And he opened the door for the Nachash. And now I understand, at that time, we did not need to do the Brit Milah, because everybody was, the name of Hashem, it was on Adam. Don't forget, Adam, Gematria 45. Yutke Vavke, Bimului Alfim, Gematria 45. If you count Yutke Vavke with the Aleph, Bimilu Alfim, it's 45. That means that Adam HaRishon, he had a direct contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He did not need to do the Brit Milah, because he had already Brit Milah. And Hevel was Mahul. But what about Cain? I don't know if he was Mahul or not. But I know Hevel was Mahul. He was a tzaddik. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was born Mahul. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the Gilgul of Hevel. Yes? So now I understand. So because they did what they did, Moshech Be'orla Tohaya, so he started to have a big ta'ava. Big ta'ava. After he did the Avera. On one hand, he had big ta'avot, because now he started, because he eat it from the tree that Hashem told him not to eat, and now he need to cover himself. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now I understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give this mitzvah to Adam, Brit Milah, because Adam was Mahul. Because the reason to do Brit Milah is to have contact with Hashem. But if you have contact already with Hashem without the Brit Milah, so what, you don't need it. So you don't need it. Don't forget something, that the whole creation of the world is for the man. From where the man, from where, how can a world can exist? Only through a relationship between a man and a woman. Only through that there is somebody born. So that Hashem created the first two people. Okay, now what about the third man? Now the two first people. They had Adam Chava, they had a direct line with Hashem. But what about the rest? Through who is gonna come? Huh? Through the man. Through a man and a woman. So a man and a woman. So the man, as the Gemara said, the man he contributes something, the woman she could contribute something, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he contributes what? Life. And from where this creation came? From the zivug, when they have a relationship. So that means the Brit is the main cause of the creation of the man. You understand? So that Brit should be very, very holy. You understand me? So the Brit Milah, the Brit, this ever dismember, it should be holy. Because from there is the creation. Because through there the neshama will come out. From there a life is going to come out. Deceased, the ruah, nefesh, haya, yehida, everything is going to come from that. So this is the old breed kodesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with his mouth. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam with his hand, with his mouth, everything. Now how a child is going to be born? Not from the hand of Hashem. From the hand of who? From a man and a woman. But from where? From the Brit. So can you imagine how much this Brit should be holy? Now, if you see the Abraham, Abinu Alav Shalom, all the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, always he spoke to them with the name of Shaddai. Okay? Always he spoke to them with the name of Shaddai. As Hashem said to Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Vayera Hashem Vayera Be'el Shaddai, Ushme Hashem Lo Nodat Yalev. Always, when he spoke to them, he spoke to them on the name of Shaddai. And if you see the reason why, because Ben Ish Hai said that a man without the Brit Milah is like a shed. But when you take the Orla, there is a Yud. It's like you put the Yud on the man, so instead of Shed, you have Shaddai. So the name of Hashem, of Shaddai, the name of Shaddai, the name of Hashem, Shaddai, it lives on the man. Now I understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this first mitzvah that he gave to Avraham Avinu is Brit Milah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited so long. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waited. Like the Torah said, Biyumi Bar'am. Gemara said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the word Bishchut Avraham, Bihi Bar'am. Do you know that, yes? Bihi Bar'am. Bihi Bar'am. What that mean, Bihi Bar'am? Bihi Bar'am is the letters of Abraham. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the word Bishchut Avraham. Why? Do you know why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Adam HaRishon is going to do, he is going to eat from that tree that he told him not to eat. And because he's going to eat from that tree, what's going to happen? All the children that are going to come after him, they will be Arielim. They will be with no contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with no Brit Milah, with no pact. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam with a pact, with a Brit, Mahul. Hashem thought that from Adam HaRishon, all the children, all the generation to come, they will be all Mahul, all Tzadikim. You understand? But because Adam HaRishon eats from the tree, so Mashach Be'orlato, then all the Ta'avot came on his Brit, so unfortunately, all this was caused because he had a relationship with his wife before Shabbat. He did not wait for the Omekif. So because he did not wait for the Omekif to cover him, so the Nachash looked at him. The Zohar said, Zarak Bam Zohema, that the Nachash, he put a klipa on them while they were doing the ma'ase. Then they had a kain hevel, and then they eat from the tree. And then unfortunately, there is no pact with all the generation that they came after, they had no pact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the first one who had a pact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was Abraham Avinu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a new generation. At the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create all the generation from Adam. All good generation from Adam. But because Adam, he did what he did, So HaKadosh Yisrael decided to create the new generation from Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. Now we understand why HaKadosh Yisrael created the world Bizchut who? With the merit of Abraham. Because HaKadosh Yisrael knows that the pact, the Brit, would begin only from Abraham. This is the reason why all the time HaKadosh Yisrael was talking to Abraham Abinu with the name of Shaddai. Why? Before Abraham did the Brit Milah, HaKadosh Yisrael was preparing Abraham with something. It's like he was preparing Abraham with a lesson. What kind of lesson that mean? Hey, Abraham, don't forget. As tzaddik as you are, I created the world for you, for your generation, but you still like a shed. You don't have my name on you. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gives this mitzvah to Abraham Abinu, Alav HaShalom, Be'el Shaddai, because once he did the Brit Milah, the name Shaddai, it covered Abraham Abinu. Now, we understand, like the Zohar said, that Yosef HaTzadik, when he saw his brothers, he told them, Gishu na Elai, Gishu, Gishu. And they didn't want to approach him. The Zohar said, Why told them approach? They were near him. Why told them approach? Because Yosef HaTzadik, he wanted to tell him, look at my Brit Milah. Gishu Elai. I mean, approach me. Look at my Brit Milah. It said, Gishu Na. Look at my Brit Milah. I did not do Avera with my Brit Milah. So, they saw when they... And the Gemara said that Abraham Yosef HaTzadik, he showed him his Brit Milah. From here you see, when a man, he doesn't do a Avera with his Brit, a man, that he's be careful with his Brit Milah. The Shekhinah, we're a man of the... You must know something, Michael. I have to tell you this. How can a man compare himself to Hashem? How? HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us a permission to compare Adam's house to be his imitation, to be his image. Hashem is a creator. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us that we can be a creator. How can we create? How can we create a man? Please think this. How can a man can create a man? Only through sperm. You understand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the sperm came from the Brit. So, can you imagine? From the Brit came the sperm, and this sperm is a future human being, with a neshama, with a goof. So, can you imagine how much your Brit Milah should be holy, should be pure, on your Brit Milah, you should have Shaddai, you should have the Brit, the name of God in that Brit Milah. So when the Zera came from your Brit Milah, this Zera is going to create a human being. But this human being, when he come out, he's a shed. He's a shed. But when he does the Brit Milah, so you put the name of God on him. So you have Shaddai. All this happened because Adam HaRishon, he eat from that tree that Hashem told him not to eat. Now we understand how much kavanot. When we do the Brit Milah, the kavanah that we must have during the Brit Milah, it's, now we understand why the woman, she cannot be a mohel. Because it's the woman who causes that there is the baby who born is not Mahul. You understand? So the woman, her punishment is to give good Jewish education to the children, and to respect Nida, etc., etc. The man, his mitzvah is to bring his child to do him his brit milah. Why? Because he did a fault. What fault he did? He did not wait for Shabbos to have a relationship with his mother, with Chava. So the man, he should repair. How can he repair? Because of him, the baby, he is born with an orla. He has no pact, direct pact with Hashem. So he must bring him, lachniso bivrito shel Avraham Avinu, to take him under the chuppah, under the brit milah. Now we understand why Hashem did not give this mitzvah to Adam, because he didn't need it. Hashem gave it only to Avraham. Because 10 generations, there is a lot of generation from Adam till Noah, people were Rishaim. So only the generation of Avraham were tzaddikim. That's why this mitzvah was given to Avraham Avinu alav shalom, that he should put it an application. Now, when a man he do the brit milah, what the kavanah he should have when he do the mitzitza, when he see, you know, all the kavanot that a man should have, you know, there is chituch, pri'ah, and mitzitza, all this, the chituch, pri'ah, mitzitza, chituch, that you have to cut this orla, the origin of this orla, it shouldn't exist. Well, now it's here, so we have to cut it. But even that you do the chituch, still have, you know, something maybe connecting to the orla. So we do prayer, you know, we pray. So there is a change, you understand? Because a brit milah with no prayer, it's not kosher. So because when you do the prayer, you cut. But maybe you did not cut the whole orla. So because there is a little bit of the orla still there, so you do the prayer, you know, you cover it. You understand? And that's why you do the mitzitza. Why you do the mitzitza? You take off all the blood, because a lot of times that there is still a little bit of blood of the orla going inside the brit. So when we do the mitzitza, all the blood that it was, you know, on the orla itself, you take it away. So that means you have Shaddai, you have the name of God, perfect name of God. You understand? So now we understand when the kavanah that you should have, I'm a covenant to bring the name of Shaddai on my child, as he should have, as he should be, as he was before. What it was before? Shem Shaddai. Before the Hashem created, when she created Adam Rishon, he was not shed. Don't forget, the Gemara said that it's something that you never know, that the Shidim, they were created on Arif Shabbos. Okay, I would like to ask you one question. Why? Why Hashem he created the Shidim on Erev Shabbos? You know what is a Shed? A Shed is a demon, yes? Evil. He's a man, but Hashem did not finish him. I ask you one question. Why Hashem needed to create a man not finished? Or why we needed a man not finished? We already had Adam Arishon. I mean, if you have Adam Arishon, what do you need? A shed. Just before Shabbat, just Ben Hashemash, before Shabbat, Hashem created a shed. Why? And a shed is like a man. He's like a man, but it's not finished yet. Like Ashmeda, he's not. Why? I mean, once you have, I mean, it's like you create a beautiful car, and you create a car with no wheels. Why? Why do you need a car with no wheels? You have a car with the wheels, with the everything. Or you create a beautiful car, and then you create another car with no engine. So what the meaning? What for? You understand the question? The answer is, if Adam HaRishon, he did not do the sin, we did not need the shed. If Adam HaRishon, he did not do the Avera, he did not go with his wife, and he after he will not eat from that bad tree, from the forbidden tree. Hashem, he don't need the tree. All what Hakadosh Baruch Hu created, Ben Hashmashot, we not need them. Because all what Hashem created Ben Hashmashot, that we need them after the Avera. It's like the Shamir and the Keshet. What is the Keshet? The Keshet is for Hashem created the Keshet for Noah. But if Adam Rishon would not do the Avera, there'd be no Averot. The ship that Abraham he sacrificed instead of Yitzhak. But if Adam Arishon would not do the sin, or what Hashem created, Bina Shemashon, we don't need it. Why Akashri he created it? Because after the sin, we need him. We need the Matei Aaron, and we need the Ayil, we need the Shofar of Mashiach, and we need the Keshet, and we need the Shamir for the Beit HaMikdash, and we need this, and we understand. So now we understand why Akash Rikati the Shed. That means Hashem, he wanted to tell Adam, look, because if he did not do the Avera, or the generation will be born with no Orla, they will have the name of Shaddai, each one. But now that you did the Avera, you eat from the forbidden tree, all the generation that you have will be like Shidim, like this one, not perfect. And they will only be perfect when they will cut it. Then they will have there the name of God Shaddai. So that means anyone that he has no Brit Milah is like a shed. Not perfect. There is something. The Gemara said that Avraham Avinu, alav shalom, he is in the door of Gan Eden. And if Jew who die, Avraham, he aspect if he did Brit Mila or not. If he did Brit Mila and respected Mikveh, Nida, and he did not go with Goya, he let him go to Gan Eden. But if Avraham is see that he has no Brit Mila, and he went with Goyot, he did not do Teshuvah, he did not respect the Mikveh, he don't let him to go to Gan Eden. Now we understand why Akadosh Baruch Hu is so from far away that Adam is going to do Avera. So the Midat Adin said to Hashem, well, because Adam is going to do the Avera, don't create the world. Don't create Adam. So Hashem said, no, but I see Abraham at Tzaddik. And from Abraham, I will start my pact. My breed from Abraham. Now we understand David HaMelech. David HaMelech, alav shalom, when he went to have a shower, and the bath, he was shaken. He said, oh, I have no mitzvah who can protect me because I cannot learn Torah here. And he was worried, who's going to protect me? But when he looked at his Brit Milah, he felt good. Ah, Baruch Hashem, I have this mitzvah with me. That means wherever you go, you are protected with the Brit Milah. Because the name of Shaddai is on you. When you leave your house, you have a mezuzah there, okay? And you have the mezuzah, the name of God, Shaddai. But don't forget, in your body, you have a mezuzah wherever you go. The Brit. But that's why, when you do the Hituch, and you do the Mitzitza, and you do the Priya, and you do the Brit to child, all the Kavanot, you have to focus on this Kavanot. That you have to focus that this baby, through all what we are doing to him, will carry on to be, he will have a Brit contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because without this Brit, He's only like an animal, animal as shed, but he will have a real contact when he will have the name of God Shaddai on him. And then it's like we're mitaken Adam Arishon through the breed that we are doing. Because don't forget, Adam was Moshech Be'or LaTohaya. And now when we do the breed to the child, we're mitaken Adam Arishon. And we continue Asher Barayim Elohim La'asot. We continue the creation of the world. Because what the meaning of this word, a word with no Kiddusha. So through the Brit Milah, we bring the Kiddusha of the world. We take the Klippa out and we bring the Kiddusha. The Kiddusha, the Kiddusha, the Kiddusha. And to finish all this with what the Eyov said, Umipsari Heze Elohim. That's what Eyov said. From my basar, my what is basar? Mipsari, Yes, my flesh. From my basar, from my flesh, I see God. So the Gemara said, the Zohar said, why we don't say Umeatzamai Mibele? Why the Torah says, why Eyov say Mipsari? So basar is. What does it mean? From my flesh, I see God. So according to all what I told you, understand, when we do the Brit Milah, when we keep the Brit Milah, we have the name of God in our Brit Milah, Shaddai. So I can see Shaddai on me, understand? I see God on me. How can I see God on me? Through the Brit Milah. Because the name of God, it remained there. It stayed there. We bring the name of God on ourselves. That protects you. Can you just imagine, how can you be God? How can you be like God? How? Hashem create? You create. How? HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you this Korah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give Hashem say, tell us, I want you to be like me. But with the Kedusha, I create, you create. But all together, I mean, you cannot do it yourself without the help of Hashem anyway. Understand? You cannot do it without the help of Hashem. So Hashem is a partner. I want you to be creators like me. So we do what we can, but by doing everything with holiness, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us. Now we understand the Goyim. The Goyim, all what they do with no help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu help them, but there is no kedusha, there is no all what the Goyim created. There is an end of all what they do, but all what we do, there is no end. There is a for eternity, like Abraham Avinu Alav Shalom. From the time that Abraham started to keep, did the Brit Milah, look, the Zerah of Abraham, they are here up to today, up to today, the Zerah of Abraham. Why? Because this is the real creation. The real creation is a creation that it will remain forever. All the Goyim, all the nations, they don't exist anymore. Because their creation, it's limited. It's like animals, they're limited. But Am Yisrael, they're unlimited. Through the Brit, when we keep this Brit with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are free partners. The man, the woman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, three good partners, and with three good partners, we can only bring good things. I wish you Mazal Tov, and I hope that you understand all what I told you. And now, Be'ez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you Bracha Be'atzlacha, and the Parnasa Ken Ratzon, and this baby will be at Tzaddik Be'ez Hashem, and I hope that everything will go well today, Be'ez Hashem. To accompany השיעור הזה שמסעתי עכשיו באנגלית, בקיצור, בוודאי שעכשיו מובן מדוע הקדוש ברוך הוא והרשידים ובין השמשות וכל מה שברא בין השמשות. בעצם אם האדם הראשון לא היה חוטא, כל מה שברא קשור בין השמשות, לא היינו צריכים את זה. הגבילה לחטא שעשה האדם הראשון שאחר מעץ הדעת, אז גרם שהקדוש ברוך הוא ראה עכשיו צורך במטה, אהרון, בקשת, העיל של אברהם. זאת אומרת שהקדוש ברוך הוא נתן תקווה לאדם הראשון. אם אתה לוחם את הדעת ואתה שומר על המצווה של פרו ורבו, אבל בצורה נכונה, בצורה שתחכה עד שהשבת יבוא, ככה שאתה מקבל או מקיף, ואז אתה הולך עם אשתך, כל מה שיבלד לך, היא בקדושה או בטהרה, ולא היא, אז אין קליפה, כי העניין של עורלה זה קליפה, קליפה זה סטן, זה מלאך המוות, אבל אם לא היה חוטא אדם הראשון, אז לא היה עורלה, לא היה מלאך המוות, לא היה סטן, לא היה שום דבר, אז הכל היה ישר עם הקדוש ברוך, כל זרע שנולד, אז היה קשור עם שם שדי עם הקדוש ברוך הוא. אבל מאחר באדם הראשון חשב שהוא יכול להתגבר על ה... אפילו שאין לו או מקיף, הוא יכול להתמודד נגד הנחש. מאחר והוא חשב שיכול להתמודד נגד הנחש, אז בעבוד הרבים הנחש גבר עליו, וקרה מה שקרה. ולכן רבותיי, לכן אנחנו מבינים עכשיו את הנקודה הזאת, נקודה חשובה מאוד, מבינים שהתורה רשמה שהקדוש ברוך הוא ברא את העולם בזכות אברהם אבינו, בברעם, בזכות אברהם. לכאורה מה הקשר עם אברהם ולבריאה? אלא וכך אנחנו רואים שהקדוש ברוך הוא צפה וראה שהאדם הראשון הוא יחיטה, יימשך בעורלתו, ואז תהיה עורלה, זה לא יהיה, האדם יצטרך, הבנים שיוליד, לעשות להם ברית מילה ו... ולשים שם אות יוד, שבקושי שישד יישמע שם שדי בבן, ככה שיקר שומע הקדוש ברוך הוא. אז לכן, והמצווה הזאת תתחיל מאברהם אבינו, אז לכן הקדוש ברוך הוא עשה, שבאברהם אבינו עליו השלום, בזכות אברהם, כי אם אדם לא יחוטא, אז השם שדי יהיה בכל בן אדם. אבל מאחר הקדוש ברוך הוא ראה שאדם יחיטא, אז לפחות שהעולם יתקיים בזכות אברהם אבינו. ואבות הקדושים. לכן קשור תמיד על אבות הקדושים באל שדי, כי הם שיורידו את שם שדי על העולם. בעיד ברית מילה שעושים לכל תינוק ותינוק. לכן אנחנו אומרים, להכניסו בבריתו של אברהם. אברהם אבינו שגרם להחזיר את הברית הזאת למקומה. כאשר אדם ראשון, וזה שהוא אחם עץ הדעת, הוא פגם בברית הזאת. פגם בברית הזאת. הקופנים, כשאדם רוצה לעשות ברית מילה לבן שלו, הוא צריך לכוון להוריד עליו שם שדי, וגם כן הוא צריך לכוון לתקן מה שנפגם מחטא אדם הראשון. ועכשיו אנחנו מבינים המצווה הזאת של הברית מילה היא שמקשרת את האדם עם הקדוש ברוך הוא, כמו שאמר יהושע פינטו עליו השלום, שהתורה היא מגיענו מצולי. אם יאחר והתינוק הזה, איך הוא ינצל עד שיגדל? בזכות מה? לכן יש המצווה הזאת של ברית מילה, שהיא תגן עליו עד שיגדל. כמו שהגמרא אומרת על דוד המלך, שראה עצמו ערום במחץ, כשנזכר שעליו ברית מילה, שמשדי עליו, אז הוא שמח, כמו שאומר מהמדרש, על האיוב מבשרי חיזי אלוקים, כמו שואלת, מעט שמי מבעילה, אלא מה התשובה? כמו שהסבנו, איך אפשר לראות את הקדוש ברוך הוא בבשר? אז זה שם שדי, שזה אחד משמותיו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, עד כאן.